producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here for another weekly edition of our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. And inside there is Turkish Talkers Television. I'm going to say Turkish. There's so much information coming from Turkey, Michael. I guess it just slid from one side of my brain to the other.
Yeah, we're changing the name of the publication to Turkers.
Turkers Magazine, yes. Right. Talkers and Turkers. The Talker Magazine chart list for the week of September 14th to 18th. Michael is here every week in this hour to sort of take it apart. We examine what the information is, what are the stories, who are the people, and some of the nuance to what's going on actually formatically in the business. It's fascinating to those who love the format, and it is the most popular format on the radio, arguably. So, Michael, let us bring people around to what the obvious is, that is, at the top of the chart, by starting at the bottom of the chart, maybe right. Not so obvious what's there.
And all the nuances of a very unnuanced field.
Yes,
it was the debate. It wasn't all that nuanced, but here we go. At number 10, we have National Football League action and Major League Baseball playoffs. And the playoff push, we're going toward the playoffs. This is a great time of the year for sports fans. At number 9, the forthcoming visit of Pope Francis. At number 8, North Korean nuke threat. At number 7, the California wildfires tied with the issue of climate change. At number 6, Hillary Clinton's sexual assault survivors ad. At number 5, U.S.-Syria policy tied with Russian-Syria military connection. At number 4, the Iran nuclear deal. At number 3, immigration policy, and that's tied with the European migrant problems. At number 2, the 2016 presidential election and its various and sundry candidates. And at number 1, more specifically, the Trump candidacy tied with this week's GOP primary debate, the Republican debate number 2 on CNN and Salem Radio. The most talked about people this week, at number 10, Tom Brady, Roger Goodell, and Pac-Man Jones, bunch of football guys, bunch of football geeks. At number 9, Pope Francis, Kim Jong-un at 8. John Boehner and Mitch McConnell tie at number 7. Number 6 has Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. And at number 5 is Hillary Clinton. Those are Dem-Dems. At number 4, Ben Carson, Scott Walker, Chris Christie, and Mike Huckabee. At number 3, Carly Fiorina, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Jeb Bush. At number 1, Barack Obama, who is probably enjoying not being involved in this circus. And at number two, Barack Obama. At number 1, Donald Trump, who obviously is having the time of his life. There you go.
A lot of people are paying attention to the, not even the words, but the nuance of the words. Some of the things he says, people are wondering why he says them. There's always going to be that. And so what I want to do, if we can here, Michael, take as much time as is necessary to examine debate itself or how it was presented, because a lot of talk radio programs, as you know, over the course of the week leading up to the debate, and then it was the biggest thing apparently CNN has ever done in terms of ratings, certainly Trump's, if you'll pardon the pun, what they do most of the time by about tenfold. And so here we have all of these people on stage. I found it, by the way, I don't know if you've ever been to the Reagan Museum, but it was, having been there and standing in front of that plane, there are some pictures of me around, and then seeing how they worked it up and developed it, it was really quite awesome. If you even take the people out, the backdrop was sometimes more interesting to look at than looking at their faces. Many people thought it went too long. I didn't listen to it on the radio. It would seem to me that it would be harder or easier. What would you say? Listening to all of this, you said the Salem stations carried it, and so I wonder what really it sounded like, I guess, rather than those of us who watched it. I wasn't near a radio anyway, do you ever think about that, how it sounds in general when radio stations play, for example, CBS stations play the CBS Evening News, and we all kind of visualize what we know the news set to be. When Scott Pelley is on, you kind of got an image in your mind. Okay, I can imagine him sitting there, so it's not a lot of work. But in some circumstances, when these sorts of things, there's a sort of play-by-play on the radio, how do you think that works? Is it great because of imagination, or is it lacking something?
Well, if it's a television show, the audio of which is being carried, it usually lacks something because it's a little flatter. TV is a hot medium, so you're cooler when you perform it, so you don't appear to be a madman or a madwoman. Mm-hmm. And TV is bolstered by visuals because they don't believe that the attention span of the television viewer is long enough or intense enough to be able to just look at a talking head. So when a television show, a specific television show, is broadcast, it comes across flat on radio. However, when a news event or a real discussion is broadcast on television and then carried on radio, it sometimes sounds even better on radio because you're not distracted by the big, beautiful airplane in the back or what they look like or what kind of tie they're wearing. You miss out, of course, on the nuance, there's that word again, of their facial expressions and body language, but it plays better. The debates sound pretty good on radio, the only problem being you don't always know who's talking. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they sound, you don't get to see the chyron on the bottom, that's, you know, when they put the name of the person, or just recognize them by their face. So I find when I do listen a little bit to see how the radio is sounding, it's a little harder to know who is doing the speaking, but the actual intensity of it comes across quite well on radio.
All right. That is a great explanation. In terms of the way that Donald Trump has been interviewed, that was interesting. Hugh Hewitt, who's a Salem host, has basically had all of those people on his program as a way of his plugging his participation in the debate, but also getting the different points of view. I don't know that there's anybody else, there's no one else I know, I'm sure maybe there are maybe a few, who have interviewed all of the candidates. But I want to, when we come back in a moment, talk about how that's done by a skilled interviewer. How does he keep the audience interested when they're normally talking about all the same things? Stand by for that. Michael Harrison is here as the president and general manager, if you will, Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher, and we go through the charts every week at this time. Back to a discussion of the debates in a moment on The Countdown.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh. I felt like canceling, but then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid, pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. We're discussing some of the events. We've gone through all the stories. They've been listed. You can see them at Talkers Magazine and also at DougSteffen.com if you would like to take your minute or two to tell us what you think is the most important item of the week. We've got them all listed there at DougSteffen.com, plus the connection to the countdown so you can listen to it. So in terms of how a good skilled interviewer asks the same questions over and over again of these various people and still makes it sound interesting.
Well, I mean, they're different people, so they're not going to be the same. And everybody has a little bit of a different take. I mean, I think that all 11 of the candidates on display the other night were as different as they were similar. And, I mean, that's what talk radio is about anyway. That's what sports talk radio is about, news talk radio, political talk radio. It's basically the same subjects, mm-hmm. same basic take in terms of the what you choose to talk about, as evidenced by the fact that we have a list. And, you know, the reason we have a list is because stations all over the country and hosts all over the country tend to gravitate toward these subjects. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's enough of a difference when you're talking about one human being talking to another, just as this show that you and I do. They're similar each week, but they're also different.
Right.
And there's no end to the potential differences of conversation that talk provides. So I don't think it's an issue at all. There's also no limit to how good people can be or how mundane they can. I mean, there's a lot of average talk radio out there. Mm-hmm. But when you get a host or an interviewer who really knows how to connect, and if you have a good guest, a good candidate, well, it could be magic. You saw right there on display the 11 different candidates. It was obvious who the heavyweights were and who the lightweights were.
Right.
I mean, eventually, it's exposed. Back to your question about 3 hours, I loved that it was 3 hours. So at least you can get to see everybody and get to hear about everything. I was concerned that they had to go to the bathroom. 3 hours standing behind a podium under hot lights can be difficult.
Yeah.
Carly Fiorina probably had more of an opportunity to do it because she was the only woman. Mm-hmm. I could just see a line of 10 men. They probably have one little restroom.
Actually,
in the commercial break.
You know, there's a large restroom just kitty corner off of the site of the cameras. There's an area there where people congregate, and there are a couple of large restrooms. Not that they would have used them. Can you imagine if people say, oh, excuse me, I'm going over to the bathroom for a minute?
Well, I mean, 3 hours for somebody who's over 50, 60 years of age, you know, it can be a long haul to stand on your feet. I tell you, as a person who puts on conferences and puts on panels and long, large panels, I thought about that watching it. And then when it was over, they had to hang around another hour mingling, you know, with the perfunctory interviews and handshaking. It had to be Trump even admitted it. He said, boy, that was rough, 3 hours. It was a factor. It could also affect their performance. Mm-hmm. But for the viewer, oh, it's great. I was sad when it was over.
Really?
I loved watching it.
Really?
Oh,
huh.
I thought it was fascinating.
Would you vote for somebody as a result of the presentation they made? Is there someone up there in that 11 that you are sure now you would vote for in a primary?
No. Oh, absolutely not.
No.
Oh, absolutely not. I am too savvy to know that what you see is not what you get. just because somebody says the right things or somebody's poised or somebody looks good or is sharp, that doesn't mean anything when it comes down to how they'll perform in the game when the game is real.
All right. Well, I want to talk about the game and how hosts and producers get a hold of these people and get them on their program so that people who are interested in the behind the scenes know exactly what sort of goes on here. We are continuing the Talkers Charts, as you can imagine, focused on the primary debate this week in large part, but there are other things going on. We'll touch them as we can and as we may. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0 771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Let's keep rolling along here with information and conversation about information and conversation. That's what goes on in the world of News Talk Radio, and that's the job of the folks at Talkers, the Talkers magazine and Talkers.com. All the things in the Talkers umbrella are all aimed at one thing, and that's getting you to pay more attention to the spoken word, whether it be on radio, whether it's on podcasts, on the Internet. There's so much product around, and it's good product. You can learn a lot. You can, like people say, I learned by listening to XYZ radio program. I get my news from that program, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, how is it that these people now, these 11, are going to make themselves very available to certain syndicated hosts and to hosts that are in Iowa and New Hampshire, because those are the two first states? How does that work? How do the people that work for these candidates reach out to the radio stations, or do the radio station producers reach out to the candidates?
Both. And the bigger and stronger the candidates are, the harder they are to get. The lower they are, the smaller they are in terms of the polling percentages, the easier they are to get. The big, big, big syndicated shows always have more muscle to get candidates than the local shows do. But the local shows that are big within the states that are having the primaries or later in the general election, the states that are called the swing states, where the electoral votes have a real big meaning and are up for grabs, those hosts have a better shot at getting candidates. If you're a big host in a place that isn't a swing state and it's not in a major primary, it's very hard to get somebody on your show at this point.
Who would make that decision?
The decision is ultimately made by the candidate, but usually they have their people doing it for them. It's usually done by the communications department, the press secretaries, the PR secretaries, the directors of communications, the campaign managers, in there what's called the communications offices.
So the average person who hears, go back to Hugh Hewitt, who hears Jeb Bush on that radio program, those people have scoped out the audience for Hewitt, and they figure they need that audience, and it must be all of them do because they've all been on his program.
Yeah.
I think that there are certain, I've read, and I guess I understand because of the political shows, whether it's Limbaugh, Hannity, I think those are the two probably, maybe there are three or four others, but those are the two when it comes to Republicans that people want to be on, except Limbaugh doesn't have any guests usually. Once in a blue moon.
Limbaugh would have, he would have a president on or somebody very, very big. Very seldom does he have guests, and that's his style, because he considers himself to be more of an attraction than just another interview with another presidential candidate. I mean, really, the fact is, even having a presidential candidate on as a guest is no big deal. These people are all over the place.
Yeah,
They're not. It's not unique. It's not like having George Clooney on.
Right.
It's hard. It's not that hard to hear these people. But I think the other thing I failed to mention, and you alluded to it, is one of the things that the campaigns decide upon in terms of choosing hosts is whether or not they're compatible with their candidate. Mm-hmm. They don't like to put their candidates on shows with people that might attack or try to play gotcha or insult them.
Mm-hmm. And so it becomes, it's almost like a gab fest. It's a promotion because the host is just trying to build up these people. Sometimes they ask tough questions, sometimes they don't. But more often, I mean, it's the same thing. When it comes to who's really in power, if you ask tough questions, you're not likely to get a visit back from people who are uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I hate to say it, but a lot of these hosts just use it to suck up to the candidate so they have an inside track in case they become president.
Right. Yep, that's what happens. All right, so you're getting the insight of what's going on in terms of politics. We'll turn our attention to some of the other stories that are in the top 10 this week on The Countdown. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with Doug Steffen on The Countdown.
Radio Countdown. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's keep going. Second half hour of this hour, our weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio. Thanks to Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine for always being here, always on the alert as to what's going on. The number nine item this week on the countdown is the Pope's visit. I heard Dom Giordano, who's a host in Philadelphia, which is where the Pope's going to spend a lot of time, talking about something that amazed me. The selling of tickets. The Pope is in town. There are thousands of tickets for various events that have been given out free, and yet people are selling some of these things, I suppose you could call them scalpers, for as much as $5,000 a piece to people who want to get close to the Pope. And I thought Giordano did a great job of drilling down with somebody as to how this could be legal. And just it's sort of, you know, there are all kinds of great angles, and good hosts can pick out a story or a nuance and sort of make it work. But the ethics, here's the Pope, who's supposed to be one of the supreme ethicists in the world, and people who would want to see him, you would think, would be moral and ethical, and yet this drive. Imagine spending $5,000 to get a ticket to get close to the Pope.
Which would you rather do, spend $5,000 to get close to the Pope or $5,000 to sit on the 50-yard line for a Super Bowl?
I'd rather put the $5,000 towards a new pickup truck.
Exactly. I mean, we live at a time when the line...
But people do both of those things, yeah.
One of the things I talk about on my podcast this week is that the line between reality and fantasy has become terribly blurred. Mm-hmm. We're living in a giant entertaining reality show, and we have candidates for president that are nothing more than entertainers and celebrities to people. And to many, many people, the Pope is a celebrity. Mm-hmm. In terms of spending money, if you think money's going to get you into heaven faster than what's in your heart, you are most likely sorely mistaken.
Wait a minute. I know Ted Kennedy paid for his marriage to be annulled. That's not part of the action from God? What happened?
I don't know. I can't. That's between Ted Kennedy and God.
Mm-hmm. At the moment, he's probably answering that question. He's been up there for a while, up there long enough, if it is actually up there. All right. So in terms of the event itself, the Pope, not likely anybody's going to get him on their radio program. although there will probably be some interviews with him or not. Do you think, is the Pope supposed to be, how do you figure out whether it's like the president. How do you get an interview with the president?
The interview with the president, you get through political channels, but it's very difficult for somebody in the commercial mass media to get an interview with the Pope. It's even hard to get what they call an audience with the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when people say, I have an audience with the Pope, they're usually with a whole large group of people, and you get to be in the room with the Pope. This is a very difficult man to get near, and because he's not running for office, although there is a large degree of public relations involved with the Pope, who he is and what he does,
mm-hmm.
That's over my pay grade. I don't know how you get an interview with the Pope. I don't know if I even would know how to begin.
I think it'd be a great conversation, though, wouldn't it? What a great conversation. What was the
first
question you'd ask him?
Okay, well, we will challenge you, you know, like Around the World in 80 Days. You know, if you could get an interview with the Pope on your program in Podunk, you will...
yeah, get a trip to Rome. Right, exactly. All right, let's go back to what you were just talking about. Your Up Close and Far Out podcast this week. At Talkers, you go to talkers.com and you'll see the headline, Rewiring the Human Nervous System. You talk with a consultant who is actually he'd be a good guest on this program. He's very, if you will, cued in to what's going on in the news talk business. You talk to him, he's always at our Talkers conventions. Listen to me, I'm talking like it was mine. Well, it's a collective.
Well, it is yours. Of course it's your convention.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, you and Holland got into some of the things you just alluded to, one area, how things are changing. Communications technology is changing so rapidly, it's impossible to keep up with it. And that's frustrating for those of us who do a radio program to get everywhere that we need to be. And I wonder, what is there that people need to know about finding things that they can't hear on the radio? Because I think that's part of what you discuss.
Explain your question. I'm sorry.
Finding things that are not the podcasting, like you have a podcast. That's not available. You're here with me now talking on the radio about what's in the list for this week. Mm-hmm. You don't do that at Talkers Magazine and you're up close and far out. You talk to people who make a difference about things that they can't hear or wouldn't hear on a radio program, because that's the idea behind a podcast, right?
Yeah, well, and also my podcast, Up Close and Far Out, is really geared toward media freaks, not geared to the industry. The industry mm-hmm. likes it and listens to it, but I talk about subjects of direct interest to people that are not necessarily in the business and around the world. So it's got a very different focus, but it's an interesting question you bring up. How does anybody really know? What's the directory of all subject matter and all media out there? And there is no one directory. I do find that if you are interested in a certain subject, like I'm interested in quantum physics, let's say, or you're interested in modern techniques in farming, if you went to YouTube and you type that in, you'll find there may be 20, 30, 40 lectures on that subject on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you Google it, you'll find that there's a tremendous amount of media, publications, shows, podcasts on that. If you go to iTunes and you go to their directory of available podcasts, which are, of course, thousands at this point, you might be able to find a subject. But you've got to know the subject going in of what you're looking for. But we're living at a time when there's so much stuff out there that, yes, it does pay to have a certain amount of ability to know how to find it, how to do the research, how to reference.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting to get – I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but the way – that it all works is, it's amazing. And if I can back up just a little bit, to talk about, I just want to finish off the discussion of the candidacies and the access that people have to them and how it all works. There was one radio company that was given the rights, quote unquote, to broadcast this debate, and it was Salem. And I wonder how it was, you know, everybody knows there are other companies, Cumulus, Entercom, iHeart. So who would have made the choice, and how would that have happened that Salem would have been able to get the exclusive rights to air this debate?
That's a very good question, and I don't have the answer, I'm sorry to say, and have the answer. It's something that a person in my business should know, and it sort of snuck up on me, and I wound up saying, how did I get this?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite believe it when I first heard
it. I didn't either. Yeah, I mean, that's not to say anything negative about Salem, but, you know, They're not the biggest company in the business.
Power to them. They scored a coup. It was a great thing for Hugh Hewitt.
Yeah, big thing for him because he's not well known. Many of the other hosts that are on Salem program, Michael Medved, for example, very well known. Dennis Prager is very well known. Those guys are very popular in their own right. But yeah, Hugh got a leg up here. Okay.
I had a number of newspapers and reporters asking me, who is this guy?
Yeah.
And of course I told them because he's a respected talent. I thought he performed very well, don't you?
Yeah. I think that his experience as a Republican strategist, he's been doing this program, I think, 6 or 7 years. He fits very well into the league that we're talking about at this particular company because that's their stock and trade is to sort of be the Fox of radio. Fox radio isn't the same as Fox television. I mean, I think there are some players that are on both sides, but I think in consistency terms, the Salem product is pretty consistent with the Fox product. Would you agree with that?
They're a bit more on the religious side.
They really
snuggle up very close to the Christian right as opposed to the secular right.
Right. Yeah. Even though two of the three major hosts are Jewish, which I find
there's a very, very close political relationship between Orthodox Judaism today and evangelical Christianity.
Yeah.
They're very, very much in alliance at this point.
Very well put. Michael Harrison is here. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We have one more, if you will, segment, one more area to this is going to be the drama area of the talk radio world this week, coming up in just a matter of moments on the countdown.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid, pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in anytime to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. So there were two dramas this week. There probably were many more, but there were two that captured the attention of local hosts and national hosts. And one of them was this student in Texas who was a Muslim who made a clock to show his science teacher how well he could build a clock or how well he could create something. That when he got to school and finished the day, I'm sure he didn't get out of it what he thought he was going to get out of it. And by the time the week was over, he didn't get out of it what he thought he was going to get out of it either, because he became an instant celebrity. And the areas that this went, I found it fascinating. There was a lot of great talk radio focused on the police and the superintendent of schools. For those of you who don't know the story, this 14-year-old freshman in high school was a science scholar, and he was an inventor. And so on Sunday, he built a clock, and he put it in his backpack, and he brought it to school to show to his science teacher on Monday. And he showed it to her, I think it was her, and she said, "That's great, but don't show it to anybody else because it might scare some people." So he put it in his backpack, forgot to shut it off. It rang, and some teacher walking down the hall said, "What's in your backpack?" And he opened it to show the teacher. And bingo, to the principal's office, the police come in and handcuff him, the whole thing becomes a fiasco. And boy, did it. That was a very interesting story and so well told by many people, Michael.
Yeah, and it really is an example of how paranoid we are.
Yeah.
Look, if a 8-year-old...
By the way, he was a Muslim kid, and that was part of what propelled the story.
It propelled it, but if an 8-year-old non-Muslim kid showed up with a clock, they might have done the same thing.
Might is the operable word. They don't know.
I mean, come on. We're always hearing stories about people getting arrested or people taken away because they have something that looks like it could be something.
All right. So then let's go to the other drama. This is a great story also. Great in parentheses. A story about a woman who lives in a trailer park somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And I can't remember if it was Virginia. I think it was Virginia, but it may have been Texas. Anyway, she's a scoundrel. She's a fugitive from the law, and so three or four policemen go to her mobile home to arrest her. So she won't let them in, and she's got, like, outstanding warrants, all kinds of things that they're after her for. They open up the door to her mobile home, and she's got a big knife, a big sword, and she attacks them with this sword. And they use a beanbag, shoot at her, knocked her sort of down. They got the sword away from her. She runs into another room, grabs a machete, and chases the police around. And they bang her again with a beanbag and knock her over. And she gets up and grabs a bayonet. Come to find out, she's got 3,500 knives, bayonets, machetes, swords in this little mobile home. And just
that could be an attraction for visitors, the sword museum.
Right. Or maybe a television. But can you imagine? And then, so then after that, the conspirators say, well, she was white, they were white. If it had been a black guy, they would have shot him dead. You know, stuff like that. It, you know, brings out the drama and sort of helps to tell a better story. But listening to it, and I actually talked about it on my program as well, it just really kind of it gives you the picture, the breadth of how good people on the radio can tell these great stories using imagery. Just imagine a mobile home with 3,500 knives, swords, machetes, that kind of stuff inside of it.
Yeah, it is pretty wild.
It is pretty wild.
It doesn't mean anything other than what it is, though, in my opinion. I mean, it's just an offbeat woman living in a trailer, you know. Look at the lady that lived in the shoe. She had so many children there, she didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Oh, I'll remember that.
What the hell was that about?
We'll have to put her with Buster Brown, maybe, comes into the picture. right, those are the good, the moldy, oldy days of radio. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here with an overview of the charts. A lot of great stuff happening as we get into a fevered pitch here going into the fall. Lots of action, lots of activity, and lots of great conversation. And we'll keep you up to date on it every week here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now for a check on the legal aspects of the foundations at the Talkers, the overview of the Talkers Hot Hits of the Week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, here as he usually is at this time to give us the benefit of his expertise, knowledge when it comes to what legal problems may have to be confronted with any number of these things in the top ten this week. The first thing that I look at is number three, all of these migration problems here and abroad. The countries that are allowing these people to come in, what sort of problem might they have? Is their system similar to ours, Steve? Or is it, because we're looking at what, taking in 10,000 of them ourselves, and a lot of people are hooping up about that. What, more immigrants? We haven't got enough illegals?
You know, the problems are pretty much the same in all of the countries. It's a matter of integrating the people into the countries. It's a matter of who is coming in. You know, it's one thing for Donald Trump to make, you know, blanket statements about Mexican immigrants, but indeed there are people, including there are people involved with ISIS who are using this as an opportunity to get into these various countries. And then you have another aspect on top of this. A lot of people have been looking at the horrible plight of some of these Syrian refugees in particular, been involved in a country with a civil war for 5 years, and looking to make charitable gifts to various charities to help them, and the scammers are stepping in and stealing that money. So for those, that's actually an easier thing. You can go to charitynavigator.org, or you could go to my blog, scamicide.com, and find out which are the legitimate charities that you can give to and which ones are just stealing your money.
Steve Wiseman is one of the country's leading experts when it comes to scams. And, yes, his scamicide.com website visited by thousands of people every day. This is a perfect opportunity, as he's suggesting. People be asking, send money to help these people, and the money never gets to any place except their pocket. So be careful of that. All right, next, the student in the Texas high school who brought the clock that he made to school and the legal does it boil down to a suit here, or is everybody sort of running the other way for shelter because they all look so bad? The school department did. The police look bad. What happens here?
You know, it's very interesting. I even saw recently a Muslim group a Muslim civil rights group that said that the school really didn't do anything initially wrong. If you looked at that device, which was nothing but a digital clock, it sure looked like it could have been a bomb. And this is something that, regardless of what the, it's not profiling, you're looking at something that looks like it could be a bomb. It should have been investigated, but it also should have been able to have been checked out pretty quickly that it wasn't a bomb. There was no bomb involved. So I don't think we're going to see any kind of individual lawsuits for excessive police action, for deprivation of civil rights under color of state law. But it is the kind of thing where, again, we have to be on guard, but you got to be reasonable. You got to be looking at these things and not overreacting.
All right, next, the Pope is visiting Philadelphia and other American cities. Tickets were given out free to various events. People are now scalping them for up to $5,000. I wonder what sort of ramifications. If you get caught scalping something that you get free, is there any law against that?
Depends on your state. You know, there are some states that this is absolutely legal in. There are other states where this is something that could violate their scalping laws. But as you indicate, this is the fact that these tickets are initially free and someone is just selling what they got for free, that may not even come within the scalping laws. So, you know, somebody may be legally making a buck on this.
Mm-hmm. All right. And there's a question from one of our listeners who wants to know, if you're hiring a lawyer, what's the best way to look? She says, I'm in a life situation, need some help, legal insurance, do I get that? How does that work with lawyers, et cetera? I never actually even knew there was any such thing as legal insurance.
You know, there is, Doug, but it never really caught on. I was on a committee of the Mass Bar Association probably 30 years ago that was working on it, but it just didn't seem to catch on. It probably is a good idea, but it's not out there. I don't think the legal insurance that people can get these days is generally worth it. The big thing is, how do you find a lawyer who is going to be, you know, all joking aside, a good lawyer who's going to be knowledgeable, and also you can, it's certainly a good thing to find out what the price is. And you talk to people who are involved, have been involved with lawyers, you get recommendations from people that you know. There are plenty of companies online that will rate lawyers. So you definitely want to check out the lawyer before you hire them.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, with lots of expertise and advice, information about some of the stories making it this week on the Talkers Charts. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound. And
hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.